Welcome to God's Healing Power, an outreach of Words to Heart Ministries with Bible teacher Kimberly Lemler. The Word of God is filled to overflowing with promises for healing and wholeness in every area of our lives. Pastor Lemler shares this life-giving word in our weekly teaching program, touching hearts and lives all over the world. We're glad you're with us today. And now, here's Kimberly.
Talk to you today about pressing in to Jesus. There's a story in the Bible about a certain woman that I want to share with you today because there are so many lessons to take away from this. Out of all of the people that I want to see one day in heaven outside of Jesus, of course, in my family, it's this woman because she and I have many years of sickness in common. I love the story of the woman with the issue of blood, and you can find it in three places. In Matthew 9:20, Mark 5:25, and Luke 8:43. This woman obviously had a female problem, and many women that I speak to have similar bleeding problems. Let me read from Mark 5:25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was not better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, rearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." 12 long years of being sick, losing blood on a daily basis, will leave a person with a serious lack of iron, and she was anemic. She had sought the doctors and spent everything she had, but nobody could help her. She only got worse. She was affected physically, emotionally, she was affected socially, and financially. How many of you have been sick or know someone who has been ill for a long time, and they have sought out the help of doctors, perhaps even traveling to various parts of the world, and have not gotten better, but only worse? When I had Epstein-Barr virus back in the 90s, I went to over 50 doctors for help. I only got worse. The medicines that they gave me had side effects, and I couldn't take anything and was given no hope. I felt like that woman in Mark 5. How many of you feel like that woman? I want to encourage you today with this story and show you some very important points, and I have 10 that I want to share with you. Number one, this woman was open to hope. Even though she fought hard and long, she still had harbored some hope inside of her. That tells me that she was a fighter. Not too many people can go that long and be that sick and still have hope living inside of them. I see a lot of people who give up the fight. Pain is hard. Being sick for years and years is tough. Not everyone has the same stamina to be able to endure. But this woman did, and that little glimmer of hope kept her going. Number two, she heard. Jesus had been in the region, and no doubt that word about his healing miracles had gotten around, and that word had gotten back to her somehow. When she heard that a man was performing miracles and people were getting well, that little glimmer of hope inside of her started to get bigger and bigger. Even though she had been disappointed time after time after time with all the doctors that she had been to, she still had hope. Number three, she believed. When she heard the news, she believed it. She believed that there was a man going about healing people. She believed in his ability to heal based on the testimonies that she heard. She thought to herself, "This man is amazing and he has something special that all of the doctors didn't have. I need to get to him." Number four, she acted. When she heard about Jesus, she didn't just put that information on the shelf and say, "Oh, he may be healing other people, but surely he won't heal me. I won't get healed." Well, how many times do you hear people talking like this? I hear it every day. I hear it all the time. People can believe that there is a preacher down the road performing miracles as a servant of the Lord, but they will never step foot in that church or that tent meeting because they keep hearing in their minds, "Yeah, but what if I don't get healed?" Satan is really good about bombarding us with those thoughts. Well, why? Because he steals, he kills, and destroys. He doesn't want you well, and he'll do everything he can to stop you. I have a friend who's a TV minister, and about 15 or so years ago, she was diagnosed with 25 cancerous tumors in her body, and the doctors gave up all hope on her. She was given 45 days to live. And that little bit of hope that she had inside of her rose up, and she built her faith up strong, read the Word, read what she needed to do in order to get well. She didn't go to the doctors anymore because they said no hope. She didn't get any treatment. She acted on her faith, and she went to see a minister who laid hands on her. When she got up off the floor, she was completely well, and within a few weeks, back to normal again. All of her tumors dried up and were no longer seen on the new x-rays. It was a miracle of God. But she chose to press in to Jesus in order to receive her miracle. Number five, she didn't care what people thought. At that time, according to Old Testament laws, this woman was considered unclean because of the blood issue. Nobody could touch her, and if she touched something, they couldn't touch what she had just touched, or they would be unclean. She was cut off from society and mingling with any people at all. She was banned from all religious ceremonies. If she was married, which we don't know that she was, but if she was, then she had to get divorced. Basically, she was a recluse and probably had somebody who brought her food to her door so that she could exist. She was a prisoner in her home. When she heard about Jesus, she knew that being unclean would be an obstacle for her, but at that point, hope was so strong, she was so desperate, that she didn't care what the law said or what anyone thought of her. How many of you are afraid to go to the healing lines or even to a church that sees miracles for fear of what people will think about you? Number six, she persisted. The crowds were thronging Jesus. Everybody was pushing up against him. You can imagine the current day movie stars and rock stars. You've seen video of crowds surrounding them. Well, it was the same with Jesus. So this woman knew she had to go against the law. She had to gather enough strength to physically manage it, which was, I'm sure, very, very tough. And she had to fight the crowds of people. But she was determined. She had her mind made up. She was persistent. She was relentless. She was pushy. She wasn't going to let this opportunity pass her by. Number seven, she prophesied. In verse 28, she said that if I touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Well, there's about a six-part series in this alone that I could teach, but what's so important is that she was speaking those things that are not as though they were, Romans 4:17. Her tongue was a rudder that guided the direction of her healing. Number eight, she pressed in to Jesus. The Bible says that she came in the press from behind. As feeble as she was, she managed to push through that crowd and come up behind Jesus. She pressed in, and she reached out and touched the hem of his garment. Now, let me give you a little background on the hem. Jesus wore a prayer shawl, and the word hem actually means tassel in the Greek. And on the edges of the shawl were some tassels, and it also means twisted wool. Well, the tassels had knots and colors, and the tassel itself represents the 613 commandments of God. If you look in Numbers 15, it talks about the tassel and how that reminds the people about His commandments. The corner of the prayer shawl is also called wings. And in Malachi 3, it talks about healing in His wings. This is so interesting. This woman knew about this, and she pressed into Jesus. She came up behind Him, touched His wings or His tassels. Now, there were scores of people touching Him, but they didn't know how to pull the power out of Him. It's that same way today. Sometimes you can have a whole room full of people, and only a few may get healed. Now, there can be many reasons for this, but the point I want to make is that just because Jesus is present, it doesn't always mean that we will get the answer to our prayers. It's a joint venture. We have to know all that He teaches, follow His instructions, do what He says to do, and then we will receive our answers. Number 9, her faith pulled power out of Jesus. Jesus said that power was going out of Him. It was her touch that pulled this healing virtue out of Him. "Who touched me?" He said. The disciples said, "Well, everyone." And He turned around and there she was. The only one out of that crowd to pull healing virtue out of Him. He said, "Your faith has made you whole." She didn't have tiny faith. She had big faith. There are different levels of faith. That's a whole sermon in itself right there. But she combined her faith with corresponding action. The Bible says that faith without corresponding action is dead. But her faith was alive because she coupled it with action. The action was the catalyst that made the faith come to life. And number 10, she made a public confession. She fell down before Jesus and told Him everything. And I'm sure she was so thankful that she thanked Him over and over again. She proclaimed His power and His healing. He told her to go in peace and be healed of her affliction. And it was done. She felt that well of blood dry up as soon as the healing flowed through her body. How many of us are desperate enough with our own issues of blood or whatever issues we may have to lay it all down and chase after the Lord? Today, we don't need prayer shawls in order to reach Him. By virtue of His blood and His righteousness and our being born again, we actually have Him living on the inside of us. We can touch Him through our faith and through prayer. Have hope. Be persistent. Press in to Jesus. He has your answers. He's willing to make your issue of sickness a thing of the past.
You have been listening to the teaching ministry of Kimberly Lemler, and we hope you have been encouraged today. The Healing CD and other teaching CDs are available on our website at godshealingpower.org. Or you can write to us at God's Healing Power, Box 125, Bourbon, Indiana, 46504. If you are in need of phone, email, or office counseling, or you need life coaching, you can get more information on our website. Thanks for listening to the program today, and be sure to tune in next week for more on the subject of healing.